The Dame and Han Show. 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 The Dame and Han Show.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
The Dame and Han Show.
And good evening. Wherever you may be in the world, this is the Dave.
What? We welcome you.
This is the Dave and Han Show, of which we welcome you to.
Salutations.
And greetings.
Welcome to another episode of the
Dave
and Han Show.
Show. Nice to see you again, Han. It's been a few days. When did I last see you? The last recording? Was that the last time? Or did we do something in between that?
It was exactly the last time.
Which is a week ago.
Maybe.
Is that right? I think last Tuesday.
No.
Yes.
I don't think it was last week.
I was on health, so...
It wasn't on last week.
No, but for sure, last Tuesday, we did not record this?
No, I'm not sure.
You're not sure, or you are sure?
I'm not sure. We have done it last Tuesday, yeah.
I think it was last Tuesday.
Could this be any more annoying for people at home to listen to us talk
about? Why? It's a great show. There's nothing wrong with this show. Look. We never have to do anything about it, like restart it, because this is the perfect show.
Perfect show, E26.
This is our fun banter.
2x13.
People our listeners who were listening to the little exchange we did, they go, oh, I wonder. And then they went online and started to see when the date of the episode was. But the dates that I put up are like almost random. There are sometimes the day I get the file, sometimes the day I know we did it, sometimes the day that I'm going to next eat pizza. I just pick a random day.
I feel sad for our listeners.
Why?
And a little
This
depressed.
Is all about positivity, no regret.
All positivity.
I'm taking the last week's viewer
One
email.
One of our segments is called A Time to Hate.
But this is a time to push forward.
Time to babble.
Here we are. So what's new? Anything new? We don't talk about
it's
personal
hot
lives.
In Toronto.
Yeah,
right
yeah we're in Toronto, which is in Canada.
Province of Canada.
It's just for our Mexican listen. No, I don't know why I said that. Just for our
Hispanic,
our non-Canadian listeners.
Yep.
No one can hear that. There's no sirens going off in the back right now.
There's always sirens going off.
It just went off when I said that. We're in Toronto. Toronto is the capital of the province Ontario. Ontario is the capital. No, Ontario is one of the 12 or 13 province and regions. Is it 13 now?
Province and territories.
Territories.
But, I think it's 12 and 1.
So whatever. There's like, 1. There's like 13 zones. Canada's divided into 13 zones.
Regions.
But there's a city that is the capital of the entire country of Canada, and that is Ottawa, which is in Ontario. So both...
This has been a heritage moment with David.
And since we started this, let's just... Let's call this a new segment, like, Let's Learn About Canada and Toronto.
I think we know more about Toronto than we do Canada.
What was I about to say? Oh, the most populous cities. I think the three most populous cities, and I'm not even sure what the order is. Toronto first?
Toronto's definitely first.
Okay. Toronto, which is the capital of Ontario, which is the most populous province in Canada?
Yeah. I think so,
near
yeah.
Near Quebec. They're tied almost. They're close.
Yeah.
Okay. What was my point?
number two and three.
City number two.
It's got to be Montreal.
Montreal, which is in Quebec, our neighboring province.
Wait.
And they like the French. They're French there. French.
What?
And then the third most populous, and we're talking in the millions, city is Vancouver, which is in...
British Columbia,
which is on the...
Oh my gosh.
I was going to say, which is on the, never eat shredded wheat, west coast of Canada.
Yes.
Quebec and Ontario are kind of east, but kind of in the middle. No, east. East-ish, but not the east side of Canada. That's
What's the name of this segment? Obvious Canadian Facts?
Canadian Facts that you already knew, because most of you are from Canada anyways, but there's that lady from Germany. Hello, how you doing? Heidi made you up. There's no evidence of anyone from Germany who's ever listened to this.
Welcome.
Okay, so new segment. It'll be exciting. Canada facts. Canada facts.
I think it'd be more interesting for us not
Soft
to
facts. Just
not for us not to research the Canada facts.
It's called Learn About Canada,
based on what we know out of our pockets.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Is my mic near my mouth? Okay, it's better. Okay, let's get to this quickly. Han, are you psychic?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay. Okay, if you're psychic then, explain what this card is.
Square?
Yes.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're psychic, you would know that.
So we have five ESP Zener cards, Zener ESP cards. And yes. I am trying to guess the one that David shuffles and pulls
and
out.
And what's this one?
Circle?
No, it's another square.
Trick.
It wasn't a trick. It was the seeing. Okay. Do you have anything to say about this segment?
David, are you psychic?
I don't know. I might be. So far, I don't think so.
Have you ever tried using no psychic evidence. Ability? Have you ever concentrated on something and tried to make it move and or otherwise predict
yes,
what it would be?
Of course. Every child does that.
Every child? So you consider yourself to be
like
a
right now, there's an anvil on that shelf above you. I'm concentrating it to fall down and hit you in the head.
Okay, Wile E. Coyote, what is this?
That's Wavy Lines.
I showed it to you, didn't I?
Yeah. Okay, now we'll do a non-cheat edition of that test.
Okay.
That is the star.
It is the Wavy Lines.
What? Jesus, the same fake out. Okay, now, let's talk about retiring this segment.
Retiring it?
Because here was my, you know what my original idea
was. Let's make it fakey four.
Here was my original idea.
Okay.
That someone would, like new listeners would come to an episode and go, let's hear this episode. We would do this segment as far as I knew, it would be like just a test, a spur of the moment test. And one of us would be psychic and they would be impressed. That was the goal. Okay.
Okay.
But I think that people will just, if they like it, if they like the episode, if they like the what is this, podcast?
Yeah.
They will listen to various shows, and then they'll hate this segment so much.
but
it was such a dumb idea in the first place. We should.
Okay, here. Guys at home, listen. Email us and tell us what you think.
Oh, that's part of one of my segments.
Dave at the David Honcho or Juan.
It was so ill-conceived, this idea.
Should we continue Psychic Challenge?
I assume that in order to listen to more than one episode of our podcast, which I think is a safe assumption, but you're right. If anyone...
Well, definitely 99.99% of the population... definitely say...
Hold on.
If we round it off, we can say 100% of the population, plus or minus, you know, a couple people.
Listen, if you... Yeah, I mean you, right there, yes. Yeah, that's you. If you want us to stop this stupid ESP thing, send an email to dave@daveandhanshow.com or Han. Obviously, you can spell Dave better than Han, so I don't even get into the
How
spelling.
How about this? The first person to email us
wins.
Will tell us.
Not the first person.
It's a vote of one.
No. Now you're challenge. It's a game. It's a challenge. No. If you truly want us to stop this stupid ESP thing, just let us know, and we will take it under advisement and probably stop it.
So the first negative vote will stop this segment.
No, may stop it. If it's heartfelt, it has a better chance. Okay. Why am I so angry?
I don't get that term, heartfelt.
I mean, like, if it's truly from the heart, like, you give a story, like, yes. I don't know what the story would be. Okay, let's go to fakey five. Okay, I think you start. I'm starting this time.
We read off five items, and the other player, in which case the other person, tries to guess which one was made up or is false or is otherwise untrue.
Yeah, we don't ever... You know how on, like, the SGU, every science fiction, they describe what it is. We don't do that.
No, we never describe
it. But let's do that from now on.
We should give some description.
Yeah, so you just did.
I did.
Was it a good one? Is it clear?
I think people will understand once we start.
Oh, can I summarize your description?
Okay, summarize the description.
So each of us, in turn, tests the other person, and we each give five items. One of them is fake or made up, or adjusted from a real one, and the other four are true, and we challenge the other person to guess what the sound
like. That's your summary of my description. That was longer than my description.
Summaries can be longer.
Can they?
I don't think so. I think I just lied there. Okay. Now, you know there's a new phone coming out.
A new phone?
Yes. Today we learned that the iPhone 5S...
You're wrong. There's two phones coming
and
out.
And the iPhone 5C are coming out soon. September 20th or something? Whatever. Can you imagine, like, you know, someone... X years from now in the future who listen to this podcast are going
like
to laugh
10 or 20?
At the iPhone 5 because it would be like the iPhone 60 by then.
Do you think they'll still be using numbers? They probably won't even call it iPhone, so it'll probably be like the Apple phone or the A-phone.
You're right, obviously.
Am I being an A-phone right
obviously,
now?
Obviously, there will be no iPhone 60, right? The world just doesn't do that kind of stuff. Anywho...
It would probably be the iPhone X.
Here
to mean
are
10.
Five bad. Here are five names of phones that have been released that are considered to be bad or lame or funny or shitty.
Over the whole history of cellular phones
and
smartphones.
These. Well, I'll see the list and then. These are actual phones that were officially released by a company with the actual name.
In all of history.
Yes, although they're all been like within the last 5 years.
Okay.
Maybe. They're smartphones. So, now, some of them, at least one, like, it wasn't the name that was released in North America, but it was a name that was released, official English name, released somewhere else in the world. Okay?
So definitely other languages are involved.
It wasn't a translation. It was the actual name for another country that could have, you know, I don't even know the other country. It could have been the UK or whatever. So, ready?
Yes.
Number one, the Samsung Galaxy S2 Epic 4G Touch.
Sounds real.
Okay. Number two.
Which is probably why you made it up.
The Sony Xperia 3 Plus 2.
I believe it.
Number three. The HTC Cha-Cha.
Ooh.
Number four. The Samsung Happy Face, which is a colon and then a close parenthesis.
So it's the symbols for a smiley face emoticon.
And number five. The HP Pre 3.
Say that last one again, because it's a tongue
twister. HP Pre 3.
Pre 3. Like a preteen. Or pre-war. I don't know. Okay, what was the Cha-Cha was the...
Okay.
Cha-Cha.
Number one, the Samsung Galaxy S2 Epic 4G Touch.
Yeah.
Number two, the Sony Xperia 3... Okay, I got to say why this one's funny. The Sony Xperia 3 Plus 2. It's like the 3 plus 2, which would have been 5...
Right, but it could just be a 3 plus. Like, there's a 3 in the 3 plus, and then
but
2 is the second
version
of the 3.
But why would you
honestly
call
it
3 plus 2? Anyways.
Instead of 3 plus plus?
And that could be totally the fake, so
yes.
Be careful. The HTC Cha-Cha.
This is a tough one.
The Samsung Happy Face. What do we call that?
It's the Happy Face emoticon.
Well, emoticon. It's Happy Face in emoticon. And the HP Pre-3. So the HP Pre-3.
What? Either the Cha-Cha or the first one, which was Epic.
The Epic. The Samsung Galaxy S2
now
Epic 4G Touch.
You're trying to make me zig? What are you saying?
No, I was going to say, an actual funny, just, this is a, let's just finish the segment, okay? Just what's your guess?
I'm going to say the Cha-Cha's fake.
The HTC Cha-Cha you think is fake.
Yeah.
Of all the five, that's the one you think is fake.
Yes.
That one's real.
Was it the first one?
Nope. The fake one was the Sony Xperia 3 Plus 2.
Oh.
I did like a series of reverse mind games by calling out that it could be fake and explaining why I think it's funny.
No, it's not funny.
It was a psychological experiment I did on you, and I won.
I thought... nobody would call their phone a Cha-Cha. And I was wrong. And do you want to get one now? Wins again.
Now, here's actually just the funny thing I was going to say. Like, the previous phone I had was the HTC One.
Okay.
Which I, as a pet name, called it the HT Cone. Do you have a Fakey 5, dude?
David, as you know, Rob Ford has been in the news yet again. Mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford. He's been mayor for...
Small, medium, or large? How would you judge his size?
Is there... What's greater? All the above.
Okay. combined, yeah.
All three combined. Times two.
He's a portly fellow, no doubt of that.
He's a big guy. And he's in the news because he just recently...
Well, actually, I pray you said news, not nude.
There's two news segments, I guess, that go... Well, he's a controversial...
I pray those were news segments, not nude segments.
Nude segments. I guess he admitted to smoking marijuana, but he's also been in the news lately because it was revealed that he asked... He's been ensnarled in this crack video, alleged crack smoking thing, and it's actually still ongoing. So anyway... these are five...
Hold on. For those of us who are listening who don't have a mayor who smokes crack... no, just quickly...
Toronto, we don't know that... Okay, well...
You probably have a obscene bias on this. I'll just quickly describe the story.
Okay. Well, I don't know why you say obscene...
We have a chubby little mayor, and one day out of the blue, it was reported by one of the major Toronto newspapers... that reporters from that newspaper saw a video, an alleged video of the mayor, like a phone video of the mayor smoking crack with some people.
Well, okay. But there's two parts of it. The other part is that there was a Gawker.com, which is a U.S. company, U.S. news outlet, stated that they got a tip that they could buy a video of
that's
Rob Ford. That wasn't the star.
No, that's how it started, I said.
Okay.
Right? Then the star got involved?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the star had apparently been sitting on the story, but they didn't do anything about it.
Okay. Anyways, an alleged video surfaced of our mayor, of our fine city.
The video is not on public portrayal yet.
Smoking crack.
There's been pictures of it, and but not a video.
A photo of this... The photo isn't him smoking crack.
It's
a photo
him
of him with the people that he supposedly smoked crack of. So it's a little, it's a big controversy. And it was never properly resolved. The video still hasn't been officially...
Well, here's the thing. They arrested a whole bunch of people, including the guy who probably has the video.
Yeah.
Or knows the guy who has the video.
But the case has not been solved yet. Like, it's still...
And then a whole bunch of Rob Ford's aides, eight people from his staff have, left the office. They don't want to be involved with Rob Ford anymore.
So it's a controversy, anyways.
There's a lot going on at City
so
Hall.
So you're saying that it's in the news again, or this...
It's in the news again because it was revealed, and this is on record, that Rob Ford tried to get the guy... tried to get the judge to let the guy go. Who has the video? The guy.
Let his people go.
Let his people go.
Anyways, what's your frickin' five? Whatever it's called.
He's a fan of Hug a Thug.
Why are we? Go on. So what's your fakey five?
These are five quotes from Rob Ford. One of them is not from Rob Ford though. The fifth quote is from another mayor.
Okay. Lay it
on
me.
These are five mayor. They're definitely
mayoral
quotes. Number one.
That would be the title of this Fakey 5. Mayoral quotes.
But these are Rob Ford mayoral quotes.
Is the other mayor also overweight?
I don't know. Most mayors are probably... Well, most people are. Number one, if you are not doing needles and you are not gay, you wouldn't get AIDS, probably.
Okay. I know 100% that that is from him.
Number two.
Next.
Those Oriental people.
I love when it's fakey four or less. Go on.
Okay. Those Oriental people work like dogs. They're slowly taking over.
I know 100% that's from him. Fakey three.
I cannot support taxing the taxpayer.
I have no idea about that one. Next.
For the first time, I got to feel like Hugh Hefner.
That's so weird. I have to attribute it to him.
And number five. Do you want your little wife to go over to Iran and get raped and shot?
Okay, Fakey 2. So it's the Iran rape shot one. What's the third one?
So you're just glossing over the What's fact the third that one? Rob Ford has said
what
these things.
What is the third one?
And has been in the news.
What is the third one?
I cannot support taxing the taxpayer.
Okay, or rape in Iran.
For the first time, I got to feel... Oh, sorry. Do you want your little wife to go over to Iran and get raped and shot?
Now, is this the other mayor, a current mayor?
As of today, yes.
Okay. So, tomorrow might not... Do you know anything about... Is this mayor about to get booted or something?
He...
Okay.
Well, he doesn't have crack allegations, but... Crack cocaine, I should say. Should I say? Maybe not. I cannot support taxing the taxpayer. Do you want your little wife to go over to Iran?
Number five is a fake.
Nope, number five is true. He said that to a visiting couple in 2006 at a Maple Leafs game. He shouted at them.
The Maple Leafs
and
are
then he
Toronto's
was ejected from the
NHL
game.
Hockey team.
Yes. The fake one, well, the misattributed one was, for the first time I got to feel like Hugh Hefner. That was said by Sam Katz, mayor of Winnipeg.
Well,
that's just one province over.
Okay, so...
And he said that in reference to he got to meet some Canadian Olympic, female Canadian Olympic gold medalists.
Who hasn't? Me? You? Good work. You faked me. We faked each other this week.
That was the one, actually, when you said it was going to be down to two, because that one about go to Iran and get raped and shot.
Okay, the first two, as I said, I knew for sure.
Which is really funny, because, like, everyone remembers him saying these crazy things about AIDS and Oriental people.
Yeah.
I thought you'd remember the little wife get raped and shot thing.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Obviously, because I voted for it.
So I thought it was going to be a fakey, too, between I cannot support taxing the taxpayer, which he just said last
that
year.
That one, actually, I didn't pick that one because if you're looking at his quotes, for sure that's one of them. That's his whole thing. Like, it's the gravy train, right? Like,
but it's just a funny quote. I cannot support taxing the taxpayer.
I know. But, like, yeah. The Hugh Hefner one was a wild card.
Yeah.
And I thought that might have been the original quote you thought you saw that go, let's do a Rob Ford quote one. That's so funny. I thought that was the leading one. That was the official first one, but I was wrong.
It was Sam Katz.
Sam Katz. Okay, I have a...
You do?
I have a new segment.
A new segment? I wasn't aware of this.
A Time to Wonder...
What was that, I wonder?
I just got a text from our friend Bob.
Okay.
I'm going to just text him back and say...
Live texting, folks. You heard it here first.
Do you want to talk for a moment or do something?
Maybe I can do it in my society, or am I just like bibble babbling?
In your society.
Do I have that much time? I could just talk a bit more about Rob Ford, but...
No, come on. We're already at 23 minutes.
In my society, there would be more places to sit in public. Because right now, I feel like Toronto has a war on pedestrians. Because... Well, maybe it's not a war on pedestrians. It's a war on people who are tired. Because it's like, there's no benches, there's no chairs, there's no... Well, I shouldn't say no, but there's very little... Like, any given, like, route, you're likely to see maybe no chairs or benches that you can use. Except, obviously, in parks, and I guess in bus shelters. But that's pretty much it. Like, if you're just, like, walking down a street, going for a few blocks, and you're like, I wish there was somewhere I could eat my lunch, or have a snack, or just rest my, you know, weary feet. There's nowhere to go. I mean, I see all the time people, like, sitting on steps and just, like, you know, leaning against walls and, like, having to step into a coffee shop and just to...
So what's your solution?
Get some more
benches. What's your suggestion?
More benches. More places to sit.
Now, do you know if sitting's unhealthy?
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
The more you sit, the more likely you can have a heart attack.
So you're saying I'm advocating for heart attacks?
Yes. You're
that's
like,
what you're bringing up.
This is your call for death.
I'll just ask. If Wait, people want to sit for hours on end, that's up to them.
Now,
I'm just asking for someone to rest.
I didn't hear what you said because I was texting.
Live texting. You heard it here first, folks.
What were you going on about? Like, there's not enough places to sit.
In the public, yeah. Like, outside.
Why do you suddenly sit? Why are you sitting?
Because you're tired. I'm tired. I get tired walking.
Okay, but you are
This is my society.
Unusual.
This is my society.
Oh. Okay. So, if anyone could pick their own society, it's the person who's in my society? Okay. So, but you're very selfish there.
Okay,
but I guess
why?
Isn't that the whole, you're, but actually no, you're not, because the whole point of in my society is this is how it goes. For
I get
me.
The call if I'm president or mayor or prime minister.
Then, okay, I forgot this is.
Mayor?
I thought this was a time to hate or something. No, okay,
no.
Okay, so I have nothing to say about that. Interesting. so you would just literally put a bench in more place, like more benches.
I would have. They could be stools. It doesn't. I just need something that's not like forcing people to sit on the ground or on the stairs.
Now, I wonder, what can you put that
like,
can,
I understand.
It also has multiple uses? Like, you know what I mean? Can you put something there that has another use? So if someone's not sitting on it, it can be something else?
Art?
Like a chessboard table or something?
It could be art? Or a table of some sort, a vessel. I don't know.
A vessel. Okay,
a
so
vessel.
What's next?
Well, you were going to do a segment, and then you...
Oh, yeah, my new segment, A Time to Wonder.
Time to Wonder.
A Time to Wonder.
Wonder.
So this A Time to Wonder involves me. It involves... I'm Dave,
Ew,
by the way.
Gross. What?
It involves Han. He's the other guy here. Han, say hello.
Hello. I'm worried
It
about
involves
when...
Warren, my coworker.
Okay. Now I'm wondering
Hold
what
on.
This
what are you doing?
Is
are
about?
You playing a game right now?
No, I'm
If you're playing a
down,
game, we're ending this podcast right now.
I'm making a note about A Time to Wonder so that we can do it in the future.
Okay.
Why do you care what
Why
I'm
is
doing?
There these sounds of shooting and explosions?
That's just my tummy.
Okay, this is my time to wonder. I wonder... Okay, let me give some background.
Do you have a time to wonder?
Yes. Now... when I'm working, or when I'm doing anything almost, I like to have background sound.
Okay.
So when I'm at work, I like to have sort of, like, sound going. Usually it's talk radio. Actually, usually at work, literally, it is...
So you like having your own personal soundtrack wherever you go.
It is the Alex Jones Show, which is a...
We talked about Alex Jones.
Kooky conspiracy guy... His radio show. I like to have something just going on in the background.
But you're not actively listening.
Right. This is the key. I've done that so much that I'm kind of immune to it. I don't really hear it. But if I'm focused on something else, I don't hear it. It never distracts me. Only when I'm like done whatever I'm currently like the single task I'm kind of focused on and take a break, I'll catch up, I'll just listen again to what the thing
so
is.
So here's my question. Why don't you just, like, when you're done, turn it on? When you're done your task, turn on this radio show so that you actually can listen to it.
No, but when I'm done, I'll start to listen to it.
Okay, but why does it have to be playing when you're doing something else that you're not listening
to? I prefer not silence when I'm working. Okay? But wait, can I even get to my point?
Okay, go on.
Okay. Now... I have a lot of practice and experience doing this. Is that even the right words? A history of doing this a lot. So I've built up a tolerance kind of to it. You know what I mean?
But is that... Okay.
Okay. Now, to you or Warren, you can't... Like, I'm not saying this negatively. I think... I'm proposing maybe it's... I'm the negative here, okay? To you guys...
That's a new one.
You... Like, you can't do anything if the TV is on. Like, you're always distracted by it, right? No matter what the show is, interesting or not, dumb or interesting, or whatever, like, you will get distracted and watch it, right? It's very distracting to you when the TV's on, when we're doing research or whatnot,
yes.
Right? And at work, when I have the radio on or Alex Jones on, it's very distracting to Warren. He can't do it because he's always listening to that. Yeah. I'm like that so much that it doesn't have that effect. At the same time, I don't really hear or pay attention to anything that happens on it.
So now you wear headphones at work.
What?
Why don't you wear headphones? Okay, go on.
No, I can.
Okay.
But it's like it's kind of a hassle. Like, and then I can't hear when he when he's talking to me. I can't hear with headphones on. When I don't have headphones on, I can communicate properly.
Okay.
So I wonder which is better, to be used to it and not ever really hear it unless you're officially stopped and doing nothing, like, or to kind of always be aware and paying attention to these external things. You know what I mean? So that's, I wonder,
which is better?
Which is better, or if there is a better. Now, in a time to wonder, this new segment, we don't have to have the answer. I'm just wondering. So you can give comments, we can get viewer mail on it.
Well, being on the side of the distractee, I think it's been shown that people can't concentrate on more than one thing at a time.
Right, and I don't.
So why do you have it on then?
Because when I'm not, it's interesting to learn stuff and hear things.
So it's a weakness. So if you don't have it on, you actually are more distracted because you can't concentrate.
But I think it's a weakness for you guys because ineffective.
If you think about it, the natural state of the world, of our living environment, of our society, is not to have someone talking that you're not listening to
in the background. In the old days, before TV, internet, radio, it was basically silence. You'd hear the stream. But now there's so much noise and stuff that I think...
That's not true. In an office environment, that's not true. In a home environment, that's not true.
In an open office, people talk. There's a lot of distracting sounds.
I guess certain offices can have a lot of noise, but...
But
you're not going to be hearing, like, a radio show.
Did we talk about my superpower where I can turn off smell? It's just something I wonder.
Yeah, you did.
I'm just curious. That's all. Okay, so that was a time to wonder. I think we should not do new segments without prior approval.
Okay. I have nothing against it. I just...
Okay, let's do my shitty segments, and then we can move on to real segments, okay?
What? Okay.
I have Dangerous Wager, and I brought back Celebrity Quote.
Celebrity Quote.
Which we'll start with right now. This episode's Celebrity Quote is the bald edition, like it's over the theme, so all the people are bald, or balding.
Maybe they just shave their heads.
Or shave their heads.
Okay. Or they're wearing a bald cap.
The quote is...
All the time.
Shut your mouth.
See, you're distracted by what I'm saying now.
No, that's part of the quote.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Do you want to see?
No.
Shut your mouth, watch your back, and keep working till your ass falls off.
What is...
Okay, I'll say it again. Shut your mouth, watch your back, and keep working till... apostrophe till your ass falls off, which obviously is not a euphemism. What do you call that? Not literally falls off.
Euphemistically?
No. Simile? No.
Oh, the opposite of literally, which is metaphorically?
Yeah, a metaphor. Is it a metaphor, though? Anyways, shut your mouth, watch your back, and keep working till your ass falls off. Was that said by A, Vin Diesel, B, Patrick Stewart?
So now I got to think about all these asses.
Or C, Jeffrey Tambor.
Jeffrey Tambor, right.
Just do it quickly. This is such a...
Tambor.
No, it was Vin Diesel. Now, Dangerous Wager.
Dangerous Wager. Wager me.
That reminds me. Okay, should we... We should make fun, jingly segment...
Noises?
Yeah.
Sounds?
What do you think? You like that idea?
Well, the thing is, like, our ability to make sounds is not of a high caliber.
But let's just
do it.
Isn't that
okay?
Isn't
yeah, part of the think, like, part of the camaraderie. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. People feel comfortable. Like, oh, here's that jingle for this.
So yeah, I think Dangerous Wager should be.
Yeah. We'll work on that. So we're committing to
mouth noising.
No, it could be. No, we can get hire professional singers. Don't just limit it to us.
Okay.
You know Fiverr.
Who?
Fiverr.com.
Oh yes.
I hired a British lady to say 17 terms for $5.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get that.
What did you? What were those used
just for
again?
My poker timer.
Oh
app.
Okay.
Okay. This week's dangerous wager are facts about Beatles.
Facts about Beatles?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you have to give me three things within certain ranges.
What?
And then you get $1 million from me.
So, I'm just going to...
No, I'm going to tell you what they are, and then you got to give me the answer. So if you get all three right within the range, you get $1 million from me.
Okay, go
which
ahead.
Which I have to say will
a great
affect
impetus.
Me. It will. It's not like I have millions already. I'll just write you a check. It's going to be a huge hassle. Okay, first
a big kerfuffle.
This is about how many species?
A huge hullabaloo.
You know, there's a lot of species of beetles, right?
At least. A couple.
Okay. So the first is, how many species of beetles? And your answer can be within 10%.
Holy cow. Okay, I'll say 26,000.
Okay. We're going to do a surprise reveal at the end.
Oh.
Although I'm a bit worried. Or am I? The second is, what percentage, and you have within 2%, either way, so it's a 5% range, okay? So it's like a 1 in 20.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Could this be any
better?
It's
not 1 in 20, but okay.
How is it not 1 in 20? Your
because
answer
at the end,
is covering 5.
But, okay. I guess I have to make sure I don't choose, like, 100 or 99.
Yeah, that's the only one.
So it's
between
yeah, it
3
increased.
And 97? Okay. What percentage of all known described animal life forms, species, are beetles.
So this is similar to the other question.
Yeah,
it's kind of related.
And then the third one's even more related.
This is species, percentage of species are beetles?
Yeah.
Jeepers. Let's say...
Jeepers.
Just beetles, eh? Oh, gosh. Okay, let's say 4%.
And lastly...
What? You said plus or minus? I guess that's all right. Let's say 4.
What percentage of insect species are beetles? Of all known insect species.
Okay, so I probably screwed up with the 4%, but insect species...
Why would you
species,
think you screwed up with the 4%?
Let's say...
you did, but I mean...
Okay.
Okay, you didn't win.
I'll say 12%.
Okay, so the first one, there are 350,000 to 400,000 beetles.
Okay, so you're a little low, but in the ballpark.
Ballpark, you said 26,000.
Yeah, in the magnitude... If I said 36,000, I'd be
were,
right
what's
on.
What's the word? A thing? 350?
Oh, 350.
That's what I just said.
Oh, cripes. Okay, a lot.
You were a tenfold, what's that? Order of magnitude off.
Yes.
25% of all known living species are beetles.
Which is 1/4 of 100%.
And 40% of insects are beetles.
Okay.
That was the lamest of the facts, but...
Yeah, they're all related. If I got...
Yeah.
That was very dangerous, because if I had an idea that it was
no, I don't think
half
you
a million...
Take, but do you know how many species there are in the world?
No,
you know that.
But I know there's a lot, and I don't know.
There's at least two. Okay, what do we have? Let's name them.
Okay.
Humans, dogs, cats, birds,
no, there's a whole...
Fish.
Yeah,
no,
insects make
sparrows,
up a lot.
Doves.
But mammals are a small segment.
What else is there?
Insects are a lot.
Goats? Centipedes?
Oh, gosh. Am I going to do a time to hate about your... David,
hold
you...
on.
Oh.
Oh, that was it. Those were the...
What?
No, there's no hold on.
Okay,
those are the two segments.
On. Fine. Good.
Okay, so how are we doing so far?
Would you rather, David...
Oh.
Would you
rather...
Would you rather have advertisements... Now, you have to have... You do have to have advertisements. That's the bad part of this, would you rather. Would you have the... Rather have advertisements play audibly every 10 minutes on your phone for 30 seconds?
What?
Or would you rather
30-second ads every 10 minutes?
Yeah. But they're audible one. So you can be visually doing something, but it's going to play something.
Every 10 minutes, 24 hours a day? Every 10 minutes.
You can mute the phone, however. But if you're listening to something, obviously it will mute.
Okay. And I do listen a lot. Like, I always, when I'm walking around, I'm always listening.
The alternative is to have them play visually. So if you're looking at something, it's going to interrupt you visually, but you could be listening.
Same every 30 minutes?
Yeah, same
every
deal.
Every 10 minutes?
It's like TV time.
Every 10 minutes,
there's a commercial, yeah.
How long are the visual ones?
30 seconds as well. It's the same thing. It's a movie with sound or just the visuals. Which would you rather have inconvenience you?
I'd rather have neither, but if I had to pick one, is that how would you rather work?
That's how would you rather works.
Should we just call it pick one? You must pick one, as it's called. New segment.
There's no not picking one.
You can mute your phone.
Well, obviously, both of them you can avoid. I just didn't want the case to be like you're in a movie and it's like playing music or whatever.
No, I'm just thinking, like, I listen way more than I look at my phone.
Okay.
So I'd say the visual one.
So you...
But would the audio play normally, or would the audio stop for 30 seconds?
The audio will stop.
Okay, then I'll go with the audio.
Oh, sorry, no, the audio still plays... Sorry. If you pick the visual one...
The audio is not interrupted.
The audio was not interrupted.
Okay, so
it's just
the visual.
Visually bothered. Okay.
Although I'm concerned about the battery drain at this point. Okay, Han, yes. Did I win? Did I get it right?
Yes.
Would you rather... Okay. Would you rather...
Okay.
This is my most exciting would you rather. Would you rather...
I'm titillated.
Be able to go back in time...
Oh.
Whenever you want...
Yes.
As many times as you want...
What?
But...
Keep going.
You could only go back. You can't return to the future.
Oh, I see. So if I go back a year, you're stuck
there.
In 2012.
Yes. And you age normally, obviously.
So if I go back to, like, 1984, I don't go back to my 10-year-old
no,
self.
No, you go back...
Or whatever self.
Yeah.
I'm there at my age now.
Yes.
That's gross.
You may bump into your 10-year-old, but you could only go back. You can never go forward.
Okay.
And you have to do it at least 3 times for 5 years each. That's a condition that gives you this power.
What? How does that work?
Okay. You can go back in time whenever you want, for as many times you want, and you have to do it at least 3 times for 5 years. Each time has to be at least 5 years. You have to be in
so
that time.
I have to do at least 15 years worth of time travel, or I have to go back to at least.
Yes,
was it, 20,
it could
15,
be like
tonight.
Oh, you know what? I never thought about how far back. Like, if you do 1 second ago, it doesn't even matter, right?
Why?
So there has to be a minimum.
But you just said 5 years.
No, if your first time travel back is 1 second ago, then you live 5 years, and then you go 1 second again. Doesn't affect your life.
Oh, you mean I have to stay at that time
for 5 years? No, you have to stay. You have to stay. You have to go at least 5 years. You have to stay at that time for 5 years.
Okay, there's no minimum to the amount of time.
But
now
there
you're
has to
be
a minimum jump back time.
Yeah.
That ruins it.
Well, what's the rather?
Or you get $50. So basically, if you wanted this power or not.
But well, it's still interesting because...
No,
it's like delaying my ability to go to the future, which is where I want to be if I want to like see neat stuff.
But yeah, you can't go in the future. But you could just say, "I'll choose the first one," and you have the option of going back 1 second, which doesn't really affect your life, right?
Yeah, but then why would I do that? Why wouldn't I just
go
for the $50?
What?
If I'm not going to take advantage of the time travel?
No, but you can have the option. Why am I convincing you? Okay, you have the option to do it for the rest of your life. You'd rather take 50, yeah.
So if I make a mistake, I'm like, let's go back and redo that.
Yeah, like, but you have to do it 3 times. But I'm saying, if there wasn't a minimum amount of time to go back,
that's the best part. Is like, I can live my life normally, and then I'll be like, if I make a mistake, I'll be like, oh man, I'll just go back to before I made that mistake, and then I can redo it.
But hold on. But you know, like, if you go back, like, your self is still there.
Myself.
Yeah, like, your self is still there. So that's a problem.
So there's a huge time travel paradox here, because...
I guess even if you go back 1 second, you've cloned yourself, basically. But that's not that bad. But I think there has to
I collide into myself?
There has to be a minimum amount. It has to be, like, you have to go back at least X years.
This is trouble.
Okay, you have to go back at least 20 years.
Whoa!
Okay.
That would be fun. And I would love to see what the past was like the 60s, 50s. And that's about probably as far back as I want to go.
Okay, so which would you do?
The $50. Okay. Am I chicken for not wanting to go back in time with that power?
You could also... One option is, like... Here's the thing. Like, if you die next week...
What?
Like, how does that even... You have to do it three times work. Like, if you die next week for whatever reason...
Well, it could help if I, like, fell off the CN Tower. Hold on. I could be like, uh-oh, better use my power now.
If you die next week for whatever reason...
What
then you violated the game, and then what happens? This is the most ill-conceived...
Well, I'm already dead. Who cares?
So then there's no real condition. The condition doesn't apply. Okay, I'm going
to... Well, you could just say the condition is you have to do it right now, and it has to be at least 10 years.
Well, no, don't... You can't, it's my would you rather. What
all right, fine.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to retool this and give you an improved version next time.
Okay, but I'm already leaning towards that $50. You would have it ready.
Well, okay.
Plus the $1 million you owe me.
I don't owe you $1 million.
Oh, well.
So what's up now, eh?
I have a... what time are we... How are we on time? I have a time to hate.
Before we get to time to hate, do it.
Why don't you plan your phone?
No, I have my time to joke. Should we do the time to joke after as a reward for the time to hate?
Yeah, okay. Because my time
what
to
is your time to hate, Han?
My time to hate is probably you hate it already. So recently, you may know that the Oxford English Dictionary has now revised the meaning of literally.
Twerking? Oh, okay.
L-I-T-E-R-A-L-L-Y.
They revised the definition of literally? I did not know this.
Yeah, they added... It now has two meanings. The first is the original meaning, in a literal manner or sense, exactly. For example, the driver took it literally when asked to go straight over the traffic circle.
Right? Is the driver okay?
The second meaning that they added like a few days ago, I guess it's last week or the week before, used to acknowledge that something is not literally true, but is used for emphasis or to express strong feeling.
So you're mad that the world misused literally for long enough that it became a common word usage.
Well, I'm mad that the Oxford English Dictionary is willing to allow this word to have two completely conflicting meanings. It now means both literally, as in the literal sense, and not literally, as in the non-literal sense.
Do you think there's no other word that's like that?
I would appreciate less of these words, not more of them. That's what I'm saying.
But the Oxford, you said?
The fact that there could be other words,
hold on.
You know, that doesn't make it better.
Oxford English Dictionary?
Oxford English Dictionary, okay. Yeah.
Are you...
The OED.
Do you hate that they take the changing world's meaning of words and implement them? Like, if everyone said blue meant... drop a drink on a nun.
No, but I feel like this is the one case where we should draw a line because it doesn't make sense. It's too confusing.
No, but you're not listening.
I understand that there are other words that have come into popular vernacular.
No, not other words. I'm saying if blue, B-L-U-E, like the color, somehow in 20 years meant like if you drop a drink on a nun, it was called blue. So would you be mad that...
If
Oxford
Urban
English
Dictionary
would take the common usage of word now that the world has kind of adapted to and then put it in the dictionary. I don't think you're mad at Oxford. I think you're mad at the world for allowing this second meaning to become standard.
Well, I'm
either
not
way,
sure
though,
what
you
mean
hate,
by hate.
So you're fulfilling this segment.
Here's some other words that they recently, well, maybe not recently, but twerking? They've also added. No, they added the word like as in a way to fill words. When people say, there was a bus, like, on the street, like, at this hour, like, that has now become, rather than like as in
similar,
appreciate or in a favorable fashion.
Like has a lot of meanings, I think, already.
Yeah, like has a lot of meanings.
So they
but
added
now,
additional meaning.
It now
meaning.
Can be, like, the sentence filler.
Didn't you just say like a sentence filler?
I
that
did.
Was the correct use.
No.
What? What's that sound?
What sound?
Okay, so...
So I don't appreciate that literally now has two meanings.
I kind of agree with you. I don't like... But I'm mad at the world, not at the Oxford English Dictionary. Not at the fellows at Oxford University.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, they're the authority. They have some power to, like, say, no, we are not changing it. Guys,
no.
Clean up your act.
No, I don't think they are that authority. They're the, like... They're the loggers of language.
No, but they are encouraging it by putting it in the dictionary. Now it's being that's the way to use it.
They decided this is now the way it's used, and we're going to log it.
I know, but they also encouraged its use.
So you want
what
the dictionary company that keeps track of words to not put in common words, hope because they don't. You personally don't like them. My time to hate.
I thought you were going to agree with me.
I did. I just think don't blame Oxford. Blame society.
Okay.
In your society, you wouldn't be able to say that, use literally that way, right? You literally would not be able to use literally that way. We're at 51 minutes?
Go on with what you were about to say.
I have 70 segments.
Okay, cool. I've been segment hogging, so go with a couple.
Okay, so my time to hate originally was that I can never remember my time to hate when I have to do my time to hate.
That's your time to hate?
Even though I hate me.
You?
For forgetting. Here's what happens. Between each podcast, there's a moment in time where, like, that's the perfect time to hate, and I don't write it down.
Don't you remember my last podcast?
No.
I don't remember. Party Plot?
What was it?
Which was as soon as you have an idea or an idea. Or, like,
I
remember
don't pay
a task.
Attention.
You have to act on it immediately. Otherwise, you'll forget. And now it's come full circle. And now your ass has fallen off.
What? But then, I thought of a time to hate.
Okay.
So I added it on after.
Oh. Well, I retract what I said.
And it's related to. In my society. Did you inside society? Yeah, we did.
I did. It was about. Public seating.
So maybe I won't even do that.
Now I'm starting to hate this whole...
No, because I don't think we have time for that. We're at 52 minutes.
No, just do it. Of course
no,
we have
not
time.
Doing
we
it.
Have time.
No, we're going to do it next time.
Okay.
It's a double segment.
Okay.
Don't get me started.
So is this officially not a time to hate?
No, but I wrote a second a time to hate that was a real one. And it has to do... And, let me know if I already said this. Historical landmarks.
Historical landmarks. Statues.
Yes.
Things from other cultures.
No, I mean like the... Do we talk about Sam the Record Man sign? I think we did.
No.
We didn't?
Obviously, no.
Okay. So we had this record store called Sam the Record Man, which is downtown on our main street, Yonge Street, which is the longest street in the world. Thank you very much. And,
at one time. I don't know that it still is.
And I went to... business. I don't think they've been making longer streets. Maybe they have. I don't know.
Well, it's only...
I think it still is. We'll let you know next episode. Write that down. Take notes of that.
Is it okay? Or am I playing
anyway,
a game?
So the company closed down, and then they were like, okay, so whoever bought the land was going to put something up. But then,
well,
like,
no. They signed an agreement with the City of Toronto that they have to put up the sign again.
Okay. I disagree with that. I hate that.
Well, they did it. They signed it. They made the contract.
I know.
It
this
happened.
Happens all the time. For
okay.
some reason, things are considered unremovable. Like they
no.
What do you mean?
No, they said...
No,
we'll,
buildings are made and you can't... things are deemed a historical landmark, and then you can't ever tear it down. Like, the exterior of Maple Leaf Gardens was a historical landmark, so the new Loblaws that went in there had to keep the exterior, because it was deemed by the city a historical landmark. I think that's fucking stupid. I hate that.
Why?
Because
look how much hate is pouring out.
If a building goes out of business and closes down, and then someone else buys the land,
they should be able to do what they want.
Yeah.
With
it? Here's the thing.
No, but that's here's the
thing. Listen carefully. I'm getting mad. I'm hating right now.
You're
listen.
So mad.
Listen.
You hate
some
culture.
Some old person.
You hate history.
Listen. Some old person is like, no, you're not tearing down the front of the Maple Leaf Gardens because I went there as a kid and I had a lot of good memories. So you cannot take it down now.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah,
here's the thing. If they take it down,
it has cultural.
They do not take down your memories. Your memories are intact. You were there. You enjoyed it. You had the memory of it. But you don't have to keep it now for the future.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. But here's the thing.
It
has cultural and societal significance. Such
it
as,
had.
Such
it
as
had
the CN Tower. Such
now
as
it went
Tower
out of business.
Pisa. It represents part of the city. It holds value for people.
It doesn't.
It
what value does it hold?
Okay, I realize it holds no value for you, but you can't say it holds
the
value for anyone else.
The world moves on. The world changes. You can't cling to these memories. This is really about clinging to memories that you
so
had
that's why
that were positive.
Historic areas like the Stillage District, historic areas of Montreal, historic areas of other cities, they should just be torn down. They should just be destroyed.
When they're done, when they shrivel up and die, they should be torn down and moved on.
So you feel there's nothing to be learned from the past. There's no art.
No,
no such
the
thing
past
as
can
art.
Be recorded. You can have a book of all the beautiful photos, and you can look at them and
or
go,
or you could have the original
there?
Thing. You
no.
could still have the statue. You
Who's?
Could still have the building. You could still have the landmark.
No, the land can be used for better purposes.
There's lots of land. We're not proposing keeping the city in one piece that you can't change a brick anywhere. Durst is saying certain buildings hold historical value.
This is a time to hate.
And
remember?
A cultural voice.
Are you saying I
saying,
don't hate it?
I say you do hate it, but I feel like...
You're defending it.
I'm defending, because that's what culture and society is for. Like, otherwise,
tell
you might
me
as well
what
just
culture
build...
Tell me what keeping the exterior of the ugly Maple Leaf Gardens building is doing. What's it? How's it benefiting the city, the world, society,
humanity?
That's part
of the city's history.
Yes, a lot of things are part of original city's history, but like history is old. It's a thing that happened before that gets.
So why if you want to build your new city, why don't you just build it somewhere else?
What? Why is Maple Leaf Gardens not still around?
Because they moved to a new.
Okay, they moved.
Yeah.
So why? So you have to keep the old place when you move?
Well, it's up to the city's. I don't know, historical There's, society or
I,
whatever
I'm
it is.
I'm against historical society even existing. Okay, what else we got? Getting too riled up. Time to joke!
But this is really disturbing that you don't care about the past. You don't care about culture. Like,
no,
do you not care about
say
art galleries?
What?
Would you prefer
no.
that they destroy everything in an art gallery? Do you not care about paintings? Do you not? So you don't see buildings as works of art. You don't see buildings
Listen,
as works of art.
If an art gallery wants to open and have art, they can do so till the cows come home.
Okay, but this is the building is itself a type of art. It's called architectural art, but it's a type of
no,
art.
No, it was a building.
And the city is responsible.
That had walls to protect the people inside from the outside. That's all it was.
But
and we had frickin' hockey there. We played some hockey games. Time to joke. Ready? Is this our best podcast?
I don't know. I'm upset that you're upset about this. Like, why do you feel so strongly
I'm thrilled
about it?
That you're upset that I'm upset about it.
Why do you care so much?
Because it's stupid. It's not
How
progress.
How is it inconveniencing you?
It's anti-progress. It's anti-
What is progress to
innovation
you?
Moving on.
You could still have innovation. You can still move on. You can still build buildings in other places.
Listen, at its heart, it's a bunch of old people who had memories of the
it's
place.
It's not necessarily old people, first of all.
Well, if it's an old building, then yes, it is old people.
No, I like.
Okay.
I would appreciate
You're
having old
Hello,
buildings.
Mr. Late 30s, early 40s. It's a bunch of people
who have
pleasant memories of the place and don't want their memories destroyed.
So the old argument does not hold because you're older than me and you don't care for it.
I'm telling you, it's the... Because I'm older than you. I'm talking about these people who have... Okay, fine. I'll get rid of the word old. You in? It's a bunch of people who had memories of the place and are sad because their memories are going to be taken away if they take it down.
Why are you trying to read into them? They want to preserve a piece of art.
They don't. They have a piece of memory. It's not. The motivation is always, I went to Maple Leaf Gardens and they had popcorn for 25 cents.
Okay, so you're just reading into what you think is their motivation.
Screw you.
And you don't like that motivation. You don't like your version inside your mind.
Okay. Let's invite our listeners to write in and say what you think.
Okay.
Thank you. Can we get to my joke?
Yeah.
A guy walks in the bar and says to the barman, it says barman, I would say bartender, but whatever. Give me six double vodkas.
Six double vodkas, okay.
The barman says, wow, you must have had one hell of a day. Yeah, I just found out my oldest son is gay. The next day, the same guy comes in to the bar and asks for six more double vodkas. When the bartender, now it's labeled bartender, asks what was wrong, the man says, I just found out that my youngest son is gay too. On the third day, the guy comes into the bar and orders another six double vodkas. The bartender says, Jesus, doesn't anyone in your family like women? The man downs the first drink, shakes his head, and says, yeah, my wife.
What?
Yep. Do you have a new word phrase?
That was bad. New word phrase. I do, but do we have time for one?
No, well, 1 hour, 1 minute.
Are there quick, any last segments do you have?
I have for next time, my other time to hate, In My Society, Skeptical Blather, Nerd Alert.
Are we going to be able to get to any of these today?
No, this podcast should be about an hour.
So no.
No, what do you mean? We shouldn't go too long.
No, that's what I'm saying. I just want to make sure. Like, so I should do a quick word phrase, and then
let's do a new word phrase.
And then we'll say goodbye.
Yeah.
Bob is your monkey.
You had a new word phrase today. You used, remember something about a witch? It's hotter than a witch's mustache.
It's hotter than a witch's mustache. Okay, we'll use that. I had to say because we were outside and it was
hot,
very warm and humid. Hotter than a witch's mustache. I can't even say it anymore.
Okay, what's your other word phrase?
No, the one's enough.
Okay, my new word phrase is, you are one of the men.
And what does that mean?
It's a substitute instead of you're the man. Oh, man, you're the man! If it's not quite that good, you say, you're one of the men!
Okay.
I actually say that all the time as a joke.
That's your thing?
It's literally a new phrase that
you're one of the men? And what's a lady? What if it's
people
a lady?
People don't understand generally, like, why is he coming on to me? What does that mean?
And does he mean, like, the men in black?
Here's my parting thought.
Okay.
If you can afford it, I may have said this one before. If you can afford it, and you probably can, if you're eating out, and there were no incidents of bad service, over tip.
Nice. A very nice and generous way to end the evening.
Yes. And do you have a...
I do have a parting thought. Mine's pretty simple, too. It's a quote. Well, it's two parts. One, take a moment at the end of the day. Think about the things you got done.
Okay.
So that you feel good at the end of the day.
Nice.
And the quote...
Unless you're super lazy and didn't get anything done, then you get depressed.
This is actually I picked up from a Richard Wiseman book, which I read recently. Or a while back ago. It's not a bookie look. Anyway, here's a quote which says, happiness doesn't just flow from success, it actually causes it.
Happiness doesn't just flow from success. Has that been scientifically proven?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Don't drink and drive. This is us recording, but we're on the full power thing instead of the battery.
Yummy dog's got a yellow conditioner, no pass.